If President Trump has taught us anything, it's that the way you communicate your political beliefs matter more than ever. The McLean County Republican Party will need a communicator-in-chief, too. The party is facing a tough election year with energized Democrats and Libertarian candidates looking to unseat Republican incumbents. Party Chairman Chuck Erickson announced last week he's stepping down in April. The party's former vice chair, Connie Beard, says she wants to succeed him. GLT's Ryan Denham talks with Beard about her approach to the Republican message and the direction she hopes to take the party.
I want to be of service. I have always desired to serve wherever the door is open for me to step in. And with our current chairman, Chuck Erickson, deciding not to bid for an election, re-election in the April convention, obviously there was going to be a need for someone to step up. And my involvement over the years with our local Republican Party has been an enjoyment for me, has been rewarding on many levels. And I do believe that there are some contributions I can make for our county Republicans in the next 2 years or however long they deem me suited to serve as county chair.
There's a narrative building that 2018 might not be a great year for Republicans locally for a bunch of reasons that we'll get into. Did that give you any pause about going for this?
Actually, I like a challenge. I have a little bit of a competitive nature in me. And to have a task that deems to be difficult is what causes me to step up and say, well, let's find out how we can overcome that. I think there are a lot of steps that we can take to push back what we as Republicans view as a Democratic battle forming and be able to explain our principles and our views in a way that might push back a little bit of that. So I'm saying, let's go for it.
Any party is shaped, even in small ways, by its leader, right? John Parrott preceded Chuck Erickson as party chair, and Chuck has had that job since 2014. So what direction would you take the party?
I think one of my strong suits is that of being a communicator. I have often felt that communication is often the first thing that breaks down in a group and in a community. If people are not sharing their thoughts and ideas in a respectful, civil manner, then no one's gaining anything. And to be able to have exchanges of ideas is the vital part to helping a community discover who they are and what they need to do. And I love people. I love to look and find the strengths and talents that somebody has and find out how they can start magnifying those talents and applying those talents in whatever settings that they're needed. So that combination of searching for people's and that have the talent and the skill that can contribute to the Republican Party and then in turn taking those the principles of the Republican Party and sharing them with community in a way that garners respect, in a way that garners education and moving forward, I relish that. That's what I would hope we can achieve moving forward.
And you said you want to do more to promote the Republican Party principles through through public forums or multimedia. Mm-hmm. So what do you have in mind exactly?
Well, rather than having a defined list of what those things could be, my first thought is to tap into the creativity and brainstorming powers that people have to think outside of the box. I truly believe that a lot of people would be surprised that they may very well have far more conservative principles than they realize because they've allowed the public media to paint this image of what a conservative philosophy or the conservative principles are, and they're buying into that. And that's not necessarily the true definition of what conservative principles are. So let's have some good discussions over in a safe environment where we can exchange ideas and help form a cohesive approach to solving our community problems. We've got problems in the community that need to be addressed.
And speaking of those community problems, you said in your statement announcing your candidacy that one thing you want to focus on is local municipal governing bodies and trying to tie the Republican principles to actual local governments. What shape could that take? Could the party get more involved in city councils, county board, other places?
Well, I think it's as much as having our spotlight put onto different actions, different decisions, different elements of our municipalities, and saying, are these decisions that are being made, are they truly matching up to what conservative Republican principles would say they are? It's not, and acknowledging that there are so many elements that come into play. There's not, you can't be a hard and fast, you know, it's not always black and white. It really isn't. But sometimes it is black and white. Sometimes it is. Is this a principle that's really going to be beneficial to the taxpayer, to the families of our community? Does that decision line up with that principle? And challenge our governing elected officials to face up to what they have done, to acknowledge what is right and for the people. And I'm talking about in a broad sense. It's easy kind of to develop a plan or a policy that suits a small segment of our society. But what is it, the overall benefit to the whole community? That sometimes I think it's overlooked because a small vocal group can push forward something that take place in our community, and it's not beneficial to the community at large.
This is GLT's Sound Ideas. I'm Ryan Denham. I'm here with Connie Beard, who's hoping to become the next chair of the McLean County Republican Party. Connie, you're not challenging Chuck Erickson. He's stepping down after a couple of terms as chair. He plans to stay involved with the party in addition to serving as a county board member and his day job as an attorney. So what did you think of his tenure as party chairman?
Oh, I thought he accomplished amazing things for our party. I thought the improvement in communications with our multimedia, the Facebook, the website, our ability to have a communication system in place for Republican members of the executive committee, the fundraising that he was able to accomplish for our candidates so that we could support them and encourage our Republican candidates. That was just the icing on the cake. I think he did a marvelous job. I see what he did as placing some good building blocks in place, just as John Parrott before him placed good building blocks in place. I'm hoping to come along and just keep adding to that, to take us to the level where the current circumstances demand that we be involved and we be engaged in our community.
And I've interviewed Chuck several times, and he was an ardent and unapologetic supporter of Republican causes, and that certainly came through when you sat across from him. He's sometimes caught a little heat for that, I mean, including some comments he made on the party's official Facebook page. How well do you think he handled the messaging side of the job, and would you approach things any differently?
Everyone has different gifts and talents. Everyone has a different personality of type and a different tone and a different way they approach things. It doesn't mean that it's necessarily wrong. It suits a certain person. I would never want Chuck or anyone else to function in a way that was contrary to what flowed for them. I think everyone's got different gifts. And the gifts that Chuck has, he's applied them and used them well in the last 4 years. I have different gifts. I'm a different person. I'm a different personality. So I couldn't emulate what Chuck did. I can't emulate what other previous chairmen have done. All I can do is come to the position in hopes that the precinct committeeman will let me serve in the way that I am created. I'm a believer that God's gifted us each different ways, and we all have our own talents and our own skills. And the key is to figure that out and then to use them in the most effective way you can. I would love to see us having more conversations that, although I am an ardent conservative, I hold fast to principles that are just as conservative as Chuck and John Parrott and those that have come before me. But I have a little bit different approach to sharing those principles with other people. I like to hear people's hearts. I like to hear what they think, what they're thinking. I like to connect with people on a level that can really make a lasting impact and a change. And some people may think that's not going to make a mass difference in the world, but it may not. It may only affect a handful of people that I can come in contact with, but that's okay. Because if I can come in contact with a handful of people and make a difference and win them to what I think are sound conservative principles, then they in turn can go out and contact and make and convince other people.
What's your view of how the political demographics are shifting in McLean County? President Trump won the county as a whole, but by less than Mitt Romney and John McCain, the Republican candidates before him. Where do you see the county headed politically?
I certainly do recognize that we have a resurgence of a Democratic push in our county. And some may panic about that idea and cause great concern. I do say it's a good wake-up call. It should be a wake-up call for those Republicans that have been taking it for granted that we are a solid Republican county. once you start taking something for granted, apathy sets in, and you feel like, well, there's no need to get involved, there's no need to do anything. So I welcome a good challenge. I welcome that we can start asking people to wake up and get involved and recognize that if you don't stand and express and vote, then you are going to lose what you have valued. And so although the Democrats are making a very good stand right now and a big push, it's not to say that when we you kind of wake the giant bear, the sleeping bear, whatever analogy you want to use, that the Republican voters in our county are starting to wake up and recognize that. And therefore, I think we'll be willing to, I don't like to use the analogy of fighting or battling, but I think they will stand up and stand strong for their principles and push back and say, we're not going to be allowed to be pushed out of the and our voice quieted and pushed away into a closet somewhere.
As you mentioned, you've got a lot of local Democrats who are energized right now. A lot of them are energized largely by a dislike of the president, President Trump. They want to use that to win local office in a lot of cases, county board races and several others. How do you plan to protect against that national Trump storyline from costing the party seats in some of these local elections coming up this year?
I think you have to keep coming back to what's happening right here in our blocks, in our neighborhoods, in our schools, in our city offices. Yes, the national level is important and it's big and it gets a lot of notoriety, but it starts back with our own city governments, with our own villages, with our own little townships and things that are within our county that are the real life blood of our citizens. That's where you're impacted on a daily basis by what happens, not so much what happens in Washington. Yes, that's important, and yes, it does can have impact. But to point up to Washington and say, well, what's happening there should be why we decide what's happening here, I think is ignoring the reality of our situations and is not giving true, honest evaluation of what's the truly right decisions to make to impact our community, our children and our grandchildren. I think you keep bringing the focus back on what our representatives are doing here, not what they're doing thousands of miles away, and that doesn't impact us nearly as much as what's happening right here and now.
And ultimately, do you think that McLean County Republicans will have to put a little distance between themselves and President Trump if he continues to be,
What I say is that the media and the those that were defeated in the last election have done an excellent job is framing the conversation, and they have framed the conversation, and everybody is joining in on that conversation. I say there's a whole nother conversation that needs to take place when you have the positive things that are happening out of the result of this administration in Washington, with the economy resurging and jobs coming back and all of that happening, our security being strengthened, the military being finally recognized that they needed more, all of those things are happening, then that should be the focus of the conversation. But because there's loud voices in certain PowerPoint places that are shouting out this other discussion, that's overpowering a lot of the conversation that should be happening. I say that what we need to focus is the conversation on our county again. Come back to what we're doing, what we're deciding, and what we are need to have happen in order to have our county economically successful, have the safety within our streets, have basic services that are solid and provided for. Those are the things that make a difference in our daily life.
How did you get involved in politics originally? Can you remember your first campaign you worked on?
I actually started just volunteering, working in the Republican office, answering a phone, and handing out yard signs. But then I had the privilege of getting more involved in the committee on the board and serving there. And I was privileged to be approached by Erica Harold and she asked me to serve as her county coordinator in her congressional bid. I just have the ultimate respect for Erica, and she and I have become friends and have just enjoyed an interesting watch and how things have developed for her. And she has been such an encouragement for me that when this opportunity came along, she was actually one of the first persons I talked to. I said, asking her, do you think I can do this? Do you think I can step up and serve in this area? And she was just very, very much encouraging, as have been all of the elected officials that I've spoken with as well.
Well, if you were to be selected in April to become the new chair of the McLean County Republican Party, I'd be willing to bet that you'll be the only party chair in the state that also runs a nonprofit theater organization on the side.
It's a good combination.
Can you talk a little bit about your passion for theater and that part of your life?
Well, my degree in coming out of college, I was a high school teacher. I was a certified teacher, taught in actually all points of the world, having married a military officer. We were stationed overseas, so I've taught overseas. I've taught on both coasts. My degree was in theater and communications. And that led to a lot of different avenues. I've actually sat in your seat working radio many, many years ago. My passion for theater dovetailed with everything I was doing most of my life. And now, but I never would have thought at this stage of my life that I would have the privilege of working with high school students again, which was my initial draw to being, I wanted to be the beloved high school drama teacher, you know. That was a passion when I was much in a younger career. And now, what do I find myself doing but working with students ages 7 to 19. We've created a not-for-profit Crossroads Area Student Theater. And we are doing theater year-round right here in this community. I have students from all over the county, actually, that are involved in this. We just launched our rehearsal for our junior cast musical. We're in rehearsal right now. And it has been an amazing, fun journey. I love seeing kids discover their gifts and their talents, whether it's backstage, on stage, and what costumes, makeup, giving them a chance to exercise and find those gifts in a safe environment and one that is God-honoring. We're a faith-based organization, and I am blessed with 50-something parent families and about 70 kids right now that are involved in the program year-round, and it's a hoot.
It's Connie Beard, who's hoping to become the next chair of the McLean County Republican Party. I'm Ryan Denham.
Find more election coverage at our website, WGLT.org, and our new Facebook group. Just search for Election 2018 in McLean County. The primary election is March 20th. You're listening to Sound Ideas.